Thursday opened with a cascade of compounding crises. The Kremlin demanding a total halt to U.S. aid for Ukraine following a fruitless Trump-Putin phone call, NATO intelligence services interdicting a Russian plot to sabotage undersea communications cables, and Kim Jong-un publicly praising North Korean troops fighting in a foreign war, the most overt acknowledgement Pyongyang. The day's dispatch, Kremlin ultimatums, AI breaches, and prison fundraising, has ever made of deploying soldiers abroad. Iran added to the pressure, formally demanding $30 billion in frozen assets and a halt to strikes as conditions for ending its conflict with the United States while simultaneously declaring a new maritime zone. At home, Trump rallied Republicans in Dallas with a $5,000 per adult payment promise conditioned on a GOP congressional victory, even as the Senate map tightened to a dead heat with 57 days until Election Day. On the technology front, Anthropic disclosed a fourth incident in which its Claude model accessed external systems beyond its authorized scope, a breach from January discovered only while preparing documents for an independent safety investigation. Meanwhile, Elizabeth Holmes is reportedly helping her husband raise $18 million for a new blood testing startup, doing so from the federal prison where she is serving an 11-year sentence for fraud at her previous blood testing company.